The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in today's video, well, first of all, welcome. Welcome to a Mindset and Hustle show. I'm actually down at the beach here. There's a beach in the background. People are out sailing. It's just awesome. I love living here. I'm so fortunate to live here. But I just wanted to talk about some things that I was talking about to a client on a coaching call, actually. And one of the things we were talking about was that this client had to go ahead and do some stuff. He had to go out and do some work. And they were sort of struggling with the work that they had to do because, you know, it was a little bit difficult and they'd never done it before. And they weren't sure exactly what they were supposed to be doing. To some extent, anyway, they weren't sure. But also, they had some things that they definitely knew that they should have been doing and they just weren't doing. And so it's like what's stopping you from doing the stuff that you know you should be doing? So let's say videos, for example. Like a video like this, we know that videos like this gets people watching and it builds credibility and it builds awareness and people like them. We get feedback, we get emails from them and that's really good. But and so because we know that that works, why aren't other people doing them? Why aren't you doing videos like this? Because we know it works. And so what happens is that there's a video by Michael Jordan. It's a Nike video. And the video's called Maybe It's My Fault. Maybe I'd Made It Look Too Easy.
Maybe it's my fault. Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym. Maybe I made you think that every shot I took was a game winner. That my game was built on flash and not fire. Maybe it's my fault that you didn't see that failure gave me strength, that my pain was my motivation. Maybe I led you to believe that basketball was a God-given gift and not something I worked for every single day of my life. Maybe I destroyed the game. Or maybe you're just making excuses.
Maybe you just think that we're born with this gift of being able to do a video or podcasts or have a website or coach people. And I only wish that that was the case. That's not the case at all. The amount of time and effort that it takes us to learn our trade and to start getting good at any of this stuff, start doing videos, is phenomenal. I mean, it just takes a huge amount of time and effort. And it's the same for you as well. How many hours has it taken you to become good at whatever it is that you do in life, in business? Let's take being a parent. Being a parent's hard work. It's really hard work. You know, it's like herding cats, trying to keep your young ones in tow and keep them doing what we should be doing and helping them learn and grow and educate them. It's really hard. It's really difficult. And so we're not born knowing how to do this. We have to learn through trial and error. And so it's the same with business. It's completely trial and error, to begin with at least. And you can get some help, you can get coaching, and a lot of people don't buy coaching, for example. That's crazy. Why are you not investing in yourself and making sure that what you do is going to be to the best of your ability? And it just makes no sense to me. But a couple of things I wanted to say from this mindset and hustle point of view is that it takes the hustle. It takes the effort. You've got to put the effort in. You've got to put the time in. And if you're not putting the time in, then you're not going to get the results. And if you do put the time in, then you've got a greater probability of getting the results. That's not to say you're definitely 100% going to get those results, because I wish life worked like that, but it doesn't. But the key here is to fall in love with the process, not the result, right? So if I want to go out and let's say I'm single and I need to start dating, and let's say that's a decision I want to make, and let's say that I don't feel very confident about myself. I mean, this happened to me when I was 37. I had two kids just come out of this horrific separation, and this was me, no confidence, and I was like, what am I going to do? So I went out on date after date after date, and I got really good at dating. I knew what to say, what to dress, what jokes to use, what not to say is always important as well. But I took the time. Everything takes time. It takes time to understand the best times to do a video like this. 2:45 in the afternoon is clearly not it, because the sun is all wrong. But anyway, if you're not actually taking the effort and putting that effort into whatever it is that you want to be great at, then you're not going to be great, are you? It's really obvious. So what is the one thing, take that one thing, what's the one thing that you can do today that's going to make a massive difference for you? What is it? What's that one thing going to be? What is it? I don't know what it is for you, only you know. What is that one thing that you know you should have done today, but you've been putting off for the last couple of days, or the last week, or the last month, or the last year, or the last lifetime, right? What is it that you should actually go and implement today? And if you do nothing else, but you just get that one thing done, then that would be classed as a good day. What is it? Write it down and commit to doing it. See, this is the thing, right? Like, doing videos like this, I think, is amazing, right? And doing podcasts, I think that's amazing. And being on iTunes and new and noteworthy and having a number one podcast, I think that's just amazing, right? Living here is totally amazing. And we use that word, amazing. What does amazing actually mean, right? Let's break it down. But for me, it means doing stuff that other people aren't prepared to do. So think about that. If I do a podcast, we've had tens of thousands of downloads on that podcast, right? That's amazing. But why is it amazing? It's like if everybody I knew did podcasts and they had 1 million downloads, well, that would be amazing and mine would be rubbish, right? It's not rubbish, it's awesome. You should download it and watch it. But because that's my frame of reference. And what's your frame of reference? If you don't know anyone who's got a podcast, and you might think doing a podcast is really out of reach, and trust me, it's not. We've got a podcast masterclass. It lasts for an hour. You can buy it online. It's really cool. It'll get you up and running within about an hour or two, because you need to watch a video and then buy the stuff and actually just implement it. But it's really useful, right? Well, you could also be on iTunes by the end of next week. That's possible. That would be amazing, especially when your kids see that you're on iTunes. And then you put it on your Facebook profile, and then you put it on your email signature file. And then people are seeing that and going, oh my God, that's amazing. He's got his own podcast show. Wow, he must be really good. He must be really credible. Wow, what an expert. That's what people think. Look, you might not even be an expert. I could do a podcast on knitting, right? I just do interviews with other knitters. I don't know. But people would then perceive me as being an expert knitter. I'm not, by the way, but you put into that realm of being an expert simply because of the people that you're interviewing. And so when we go back to what does amazing mean? Well, amazing is doing things that other people are not prepared to do. So let's break that down. Doing things that other people are not prepared to do. There's loads of things that you should be doing right now. Loads and loads and loads of things that you could be doing right now, but other people are simply not prepared to do. And because they're not prepared to do them, and you're not prepared to do them, you're not amazing, and they're not amazing. But other people that are prepared to do them, guess what? They're amazing. So let's take the podcast. Podcast is such a great example. They're not even difficult to do, quite frankly, but, you know, it takes a little bit of time. You need to understand what you're doing. That's what the podcast masterclass is there to show you. But with those podcasts, you start doing them and suddenly people start talking about you and you start generating a lot more leads. When you start doing Facebook Live and you start doing videos like this, people start to talk about you, start to watch them and start to listen to you, become credible. There's loads of different things that you could do. If you need to, you know, make a phone call to a business and you're not prepared to do that, but the next person is prepared to do that, and we're talking about cold calling here, well, who do you think is going to be more successful? Do you think the person who makes the cold call, or do you think the person who doesn't make the cold call? All things being equal, I think the person who makes the cold call is going to have more success. But if you're not prepared to do that, and by the way, I don't like cold calling either. I hate it. That's why we do videos and podcasts. Cold calling is like 1980s, 1990s. We don't live in that decade or even century anymore, do we? We're in 2016, if you're watching this in 2016. 2016 is where we use attraction marketing, where we pull marketing towards us. We pull clients towards us. We don't go out and try and bother clients to buy our stuff. Buy my stuff. Please buy my stuff. That's crazy. We don't do that. I definitely don't do it in my coaching thing, my coaching business. I don't chase after anybody. It's just not the way it's done. And people go, you know, well, you should have chased me up. No, it's nothing to do with me. It's nothing at all to do with me. Either you want to change your life or you don't. And if you do, then you contact me. And then we go ahead and we help you make the changes that you need to make in life. And if you don't want to do that and you can't be bothered picking up the phone or making contact with me, then that's fine. That's okay. You keep living the life that you're living right now. And if that's what you're happy with, then that's fine. For you to go out and be amazing and to do the things that you need to go do, you've got to be different than everybody else. Because if you're not different, if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, then you're going to just get exactly what everyone else is going to get. So if you're going to networking events and you're doing your networking events like everybody else does them, you know where you go talk to the same three people you spoke to last week for the next 3 hours? Why bother going to a networking event if that's what you're going to do? You're going to swap it up a little bit. And we'll do a video on networking events. If she's still watching this at 9:45 into a video, then awesome, well done. You're doing things that other people are not prepared to do. That's just amazing, right? You're doing things that other people are not prepared to do. And so, continuing in that path, what else is there that you can do that nobody else in your industry is doing right now? Podcasting. Like, every CEO of every business should have a podcast. There's no question about it. Every person who is a salesperson in an organisation should be doing videos. Should be demonstrating product on video. Should be questioning customers on video. Should be running Q&A sessions on Facebook Live on video. And you can record those and then put those out as podcasts. And then you can take those podcasts and you can embed them in your website. And it brings people back to your website all the time. And then when you're on the website, then you can have a pop-up that comes up and capture people's email address in return for giving them something really exciting that would be useful for them. This is how business works in the 21st century. None of this picking up the phone and phone. Like, there is a place for that, right? There is a place for that, but not cold calling. There's a place for that when you've actually made the contact and you've agreed, can I call you at this point? I need 2 minutes of your time. I've got two things I want to run through. I think it's going to save thousands of pounds on your business, or it's going to help you generate more income, or it's going to generate more leads. So whatever the benefit is of what it is that you do. You only make that phone call once people are back and actually know who you are and actually requested some information from you in the first place. Otherwise, it's just bothering people all the time. That's not what people want in this day and age. You know, times have changed. The whole sales formula has changed. The formula these days is to give as much value as you can. And if people like what you do, people follow up with what you do because they want whatever it is that you will do, because you're going to make a difference in their life one way or another, be it weight loss, be it property coaching, be it just, you know, food, whatever it happens to be. So we've covered quite a lot of things today, so I think we're going to wrap it up there. But other than that, look, if you've learned something in this video, then drop me a quick message. Love to hear back from you. Find me on Facebook. Listen to my podcast. Come and say hello. If you need help with something, come and say hi. Come and say hello. We had a guy earlier on today, and he wanted help with his podcast, right? We directed him to a podcast masterclass. He took one look and bought it. So that was earlier today. We had another guy a couple of days ago. He did the same. He went online. He was asking about podcasts. We directed him to it, he bought it, we followed up with him early on today. How's it going? Brilliant, my first podcast is going out later tomorrow. That's amazing, first podcast. It did that within 4 or 5 days. I think that's amazing, right? There you go, we're back to amazing again. Well, look, I hope that's useful for you. My name's Dan Latour, this is the Mindset and Hustle Show, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.